To the Sane Asylum, number 119. It is March 19th. How about that? 19. Let's go to the casino and bet 19 on the roulette wheel. It's an honor, as always, to be simulcasting worldwide on republicbroadcasting.org and speakfreeradio.com. And I hope everybody's doing well. I know it's kind of weird weather these days. One day it's in the 60s, the next, like today, it's chilly in the 40s. But we still got a lot of work done around here. So welcome, everyone. And it is an honor, as always, to have as co-host every other week with my friend, your friend, the remarkable John Friend of American Free Press and of the Barnes Review and of his own excellent website, therealistreport.com. Welcome, John, and what's on your mind today? There's so much to pick from. It's like a buffet of madness.
Yes, sir. Well, thanks again for having me back on. It's always great to talk to you every couple weeks. And just a quick comment about the weather. We had some rain and some snow recently in Nebraska, and it was very depressing. I'm so ready for the sun and for some warmer weather, and it's already mid-March and we're getting some snow again. It's, you know, that's that Midwest weather for you.
Oh yeah.
So I'm ready for the sun again. But yeah, no, anyways, there's a lot to talk about as always. And you know, I think the main thing that I'd like to focus on, at least to get started, is just these collapsing official narratives on virtually every topic, especially this whole January 6th insurrection hoax. I mean, this is really like a sacrosanct narrative endlessly disseminated by the mass media and virtually the entire political establishment, including the Republicans, which is frankly shameful. But you know, it's been portrayed as this like insurrection, this, you know, one of the gravest attacks on our democracy since the Civil War. It's worse than 9/11. It's worse than Pearl Harbor, according to these histrionic people. It's just ridiculous. And I mean, of course, people like us have long known the truth about this entirely media created spectacle that took place on January 6, 2021. I think we even did a show on it shortly afterwards at the time.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. And I mean, this whole situation was, of course, instigated and promoted by President Trump himself, who shamelessly left all his supporters out to dry in the aftermath of the the total tyrannical crackdown pursued by the Biden administration and the federal government more broadly. And we saw how immediately in the aftermath, once Biden came into office, all the talk was the greatest threat to the homeland is white supremacists and MAGA supporters and the January 6th insurrection and this total nonsense narrative that they've been endlessly promoting ever since. But I mean, I think it's pretty clear from the get-go anyways that January 6th was basically a chaotic and largely disorganized protest and frankly largely peaceful protest at the U.S. Capitol. Those in attendance that day were, I mean, for the most part, genuine patriotic Americans with legitimate grievances against a blatantly corrupt and treasonous political elite. I mean, I don't think any of them had weapons, at least that hasn't been proven conclusively. I don't think any of them had weapons. The vast majority showed up to peacefully express their concerns about the legitimacy of the 2020 election. And Tucker Carlson, I mean, of course, it's, 2 years after the fact, is coming out with all these videos, which is kind of a weird situation, if you ask me. I mean, here we are 2 years in, and now McCarthy wants to turn over all these videos. I don't know. It's very strange, but nevertheless, some of the stuff that he's released on his Fox News program has just totally destroyed the official narrative of this idea that there was a genuine insurrection at the Capitol on January 6th. And I think that's been conclusively proven. So here's one of these officially sanctioned narratives that has just totally collapsed. There are many others, of course, that we could talk about.
Right.
But this is very important because this is so central to the Democrats and the radical cultural Marxist Jewish terrorists that control that political party. This whole narrative is central to their overall agenda.
Well, speaking of good old Tucker Carlson, Sam, if you could cue up clip number two. I mean, this is literally some brutal honesty, and every point you made is so spot on, rather, I'm trying to say, because it was so obvious to anyone who follows the political narrative and the way the globalists are trying to destroy the nation states that the it was a setup from the beginning, and it's hard to figure. I think Trump's a controlled operative, and he's part of the Kabuki theater. But it's so obvious to anyone paying attention that the election was rigged. It was stolen. Dominion's dirty. The mules that documented 2,000 mules dirty. So many. All they had to do was flip a handful of key states like Arizona, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, a couple others, Georgia, of course, and what a joke. But let's listen to Tucker lay it out. Go ahead, Sam, clip number two.
Like, I've spent my whole life in the media. My dad was in the media. Like, that is a big part of the revelation that's changed my life is the media are part of the control apparatus. Like, there's no – yeah, I know, because you're younger and smarter and you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
But what if you're me and you spent your whole life in that world? And to look around and all of a sudden you're like, oh, wow. Not only are they part of the problem, but I spent most of my life being part of the problem defending the Iraq war. Like, I actually did that. Can you imagine if you did that?
Well, what do you think? What is one of your biggest regrets in your career?
Oh, defending the Iraq war.
That is it?
Well, I've had a million regrets not being more skeptical, calling people names when I should have listened to what they were saying. Look, when someone makes a claim, there's only one question that's important at the very beginning, which is the claim true or not?
Mm.
So I say, you committed murder or you rigged the last election before you attack me as a crazy person for saying that, maybe you should explain whether you did it or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for too long, I participated in the culture where I was like, anyone who thinks outside these pre-prescribed lanes is crazy, is a conspiracy theorist. And I just really regret that. I'm ashamed that I did that. And partly it was age. Partly it was the world that I grew up in. So when you look at me and you're like, yeah, of course they're part of the means of control. I'm like, that's obvious to you because you're 28. But I just didn't see it at all. And I'm ashamed of that.
Isn't that what the media tries to do, though?
It's their only purpose.
Right.
They're not here to inform you. Really? even on the big things that really matter, like the economy and war and COVID and like things that really matter that will affect you. No, their job is not to inform you. They are working for the small group of people who actually run the world. They're their servants. They're their Praetorian Guard. And we should treat them with maximum contempt because they have earned it.
Wow. That's amazing to hear Cucker suddenly change because I've seen open mic interviews with him, John, where he hates Trump. Thank God he's almost gone and this and that. So what are they setting up here? And all, one final thought before I turn it over to you is talk about the collapsing narrative, the scamdemic, bubonic, Jew jab, dead narrative, the Ukraine phony U.S.-led NATO-led invasion of Russia, dead. Russia's crushed Ukraine. Everything they had rolling out, now they're trying to play this idiotic Trump card with climate change, and more legitimate climate scientists are coming out and saying it's a complete joke. They're trying to do these 15-minute city nonsense and this Agenda 2030 nonsense. So, John, you're dead on right. There are collapsing narratives everywhere you look.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just to comment on that clip. I mean, that is, you know, I've always been sort of skeptical of Tucker. I mean, I don't watch his show regularly. I see clips every once in a while, and even that is sort of few and far between. But that's very impressive. I mean, frankly, I mean, he sounds very genuine, very legitimate in that clip. You know, sort of coming to grips with the reality that he has been totally lied to, and he's been part of the problem, frankly, and he seems to be openly admitting that. So that is that's an interesting clip for sure. And I know, and it's interesting to hear him on these sort of like alternative interviews where he's, you know, sort of laid back and just answering questions from I don't even know who was asking him those questions or what interview that was from, but it is pretty encouraging, honestly. And hopefully he continues down that path and continues to expose some of the big lies. I know I've seen clips of him like being confronted about like 9/11 truth, and he gets triggered and he, you know, starts acting hysterical and attacking people, which, you know, who knows, maybe if somebody were to ask him about 9/11 now, he would have a different sort of perspective, a different sort of attitude, realizing how central the media is in facilitating this international crime spree that we see being committed all around the world, led by the U.S. government, led by, let's be honest, the Jewish criminals controlling exactly. the U.S. government and yeah. controlling the U.S. media. So anyways, that was an interesting clip, and I'm glad we got a chance to play it. But I mean, going back to the whole January 6th thing, I mean, the Democrats, these traitorous Republicans, and it's pretty much all of them at this point, yep. and their allies – yeah, so I mean, like, in basically the entire political establishment and their allies in the media and the deep state have done everything in their power to prevent the release of this footage that Tucker has sort of rolled out on his program. And I mean, I'm sure there's much more, and who knows, he might not even release it all, but what he has released is pretty damning. I mean, again, it's stuff that we know about. I mean, you could go on YouTube and find this stuff out easily, you know, shortly after the event took place, but it's just coming from a person like him and from Fox News, it's much more legitimate in the eyes of many more people. And of course, millions of people watch his show every single night. So again, I mean, all of this just basically proves what we've known all along. I mean, the whole January 6th, quote unquote, insurrection, this narrative, this idea, this story, it was a movie made by yeah. the Democrats, made by the mass media, and made by the deep state in order to advance their, frankly, anti-white, tyrannical Jewish agenda, and that's what this is all about. And that's really like the point of I wrote a piece called "Official Narratives Rapidly Collapsing," and you know, most of the subject of the piece was about the January 6th thing, but as you mentioned, there's many official narratives that are rapidly collapsing. But you saw it like it's so revealing in the like the reaction from like the Jewish Senator Chuck Schumer, for example, or even Mitch McConnell, who was out there saying it was a mistake for Fox News to show the footage that depicts January 6th, quote, in a way that's completely at variance with the official narrative. Well, has it ever occurred to this guy that maybe the official narrative is completely at variance with the facts of the situation, with the facts that, you know, what actually transpired that day? I mean, these people, they don't care about reality. They don't care about facts. They're not objective. They don't care about what's actually real.
Right.
They just care about their narratives that advance the Jews' agenda, frankly. I mean, that's what this is all about. Could we play that clip of Chuck Schumer? I don't know if we have. If we don't, it's no big deal. But it's just like the nerve of this guy. I mean, these Jews, it's almost unbelievable, like, listening to them. It just – I mean, it really makes my blood boil, like the chutzpah that they have. And just the way
tell you
that
what, let me get the clip and I'll get it to Sam and give me about a minute. And in the meantime, really would like to point out that, you know, you look at the puppet master strings, and especially McConnell. McConnell, I moved to D.C. in 87 to take a job for the first time. And I was dating a woman who was on the staff of the Congressman Ford from Kentucky, and that was a couple of years into McConnell's first term with as a senator, and she, you know, it was such a different world. She was like, oh, come pick me up from work and I'll walk you through the Capitol and I'll take you into all the offices, you know. And nobody cared then. Right now it's like locked down, but one of the first things
they got fences around the Capitol now. You could be
right
there. yeah sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, but one of the first things she said was McConnell and so many of these guys are flaming homosexuals. And McConnell, you look at his beard wife, Chinese, her father's a drug lord, gave McConnell a gift a couple years back, $25 million. I mean, this guy is so dirty. And you go down the list of everyone either directly involved in that Kabuki theater Stalin show trial, like you said, that made for TV movie of January 6th, and it Cheney daughter, just unbelievably
led by the Jew Jamie Raskin, the Democrat from Maryland. You look at it and I mean it was like virtually all Jews behind that, and yet here's Trump still refusing, denying reality, denying that these people have any sort of influence or not even denying it, but just refusing to recognize the reality that these people have been after him from day one, at least for the most part. There are certain factions that, of course, support him.
Right.
But, I think that support is meant to sort of manipulate and guide him in a kosher direction. And I think they've been very successful at that, at least in his first term.
Okay, Sam says he can play the clip, so any second now we'll hear this despicable traitor, Shlomo Schlumer. His real name should be I despise
them all. Look at this guy. Tell me this guy is not straight up a spawn of Satan.
I mean,
just look at his face. Look at the way he talks.
Yep.
Look at everything about this man. Look at his wife. I mean, talk about like all these
That's
people
a
are
tranny,
so
man. Jesus,
all these people. Yeah, man. All these people are so compromised. They're like literally inspired in doing the work of Satan. I'm like so convinced of that at this point.
Oh, me and you both. Okay, Sam, whenever you're ready, you can play Schumer.
These lies continue tonight. Rupert Murdoch, who has admitted they were lies and said he regretted it, has a special obligation to stop Tucker Carlson from going on tonight now that he's seen how he has perverted and slimed the truth. And from letting them go on again and again and again. Not because their views deserve such opprobrium, but because our democracy depends on it. These lies continue tonight.
That's a short one.
Because
Rupert Murdoch,
our sacred democracy, give me a break with this crap already.
Isn't it funny how the dual citizen globalist Jew traders always like to use the word democracy when in reality it's zio-communist totalitarian control? I mean, you said earlier the Democratic Party. There is no Democratic Party anymore. They are the traitorous wing of the Rothschild globalist Jew world order, the Build Back Better, the Great Reset, the Agenda 2030. They champion everything despicable and satanic. All this tranny nonsense.
Openly. Well, and the Republicans are not far behind them. They just sort of masquerade it and present it in a more palatable light for the, you know, for like traditional Americans that are still just totally clueless when it comes to the Jews and cultural Marxism and just really what this whole agenda is all about. But, you know, you got to love the way that these Jews just get up there and just like dictate. And say, this is, how dare you, you know, defy what I say? How dare you defy what our narrative is? I mean, the nerve of these people is just outrageous. And the fact that there are so few people that will stand up and call this shit out for what it is sorry for the
No, language, speak free,
it's just,
absolutely.
It's just so insulting to me, man. It really is.
Well, you and I are both real men.
It's unacceptable. I mean, it's just unacceptable, like, for him to get up there. And there's many examples of this. I mean, this is the same guy. Speaking about, you know, Tucker Carlson, do you remember, God, what was it, like, maybe 2 years ago? I don't even know exactly. Probably about 2 years ago when Tucker Carlson was exposing the whole great replacement reality.
Right.
And yep. Chuck Schumer was writing letters demanding that he be fired by Fox News. And saying that the Great Replacement is this conspiracy theory. Meanwhile, just a couple months ago, I wrote an article for the newspaper about this. He's out there giving a press – Chuck Schumer, I mean, is out there giving a press conference saying that white people in America aren't having babies anymore. We need more immigrants. We need more people here to fill the jobs and to keep the economy going. Basically affirming all of the basic points of the whole idea of a Great Replacement. So it's like – the nerve of these people, the gaslighting that they engage in is just so insulting and so just unacceptable. And for them just to do it so blatantly in the open without any sort of shame, I mean, it's just – we got to grow a pair in America, man. This is just outrageous what is going on.
Well, you and I are men. We have grown a pair for decades now, as have an increasing amount of other people. But you know what is so disgusting to me, John, is when you see these white cowards, these metrosexual types, these know-it-all, know-nothings who have it all figured out. And the minute you point out what's really going on, oh, you're an anti-Semite, you're a homophobe, you're a racist, you're a hater. And especially that these buffoons, these barking gibbons, side with the Satanic International Jew, and they are essentially being Shabbos goy and willingly going along with this Satanic plot to destroy the individual's freedom, to destroy the sanctity of divine marriage between a man and a woman, to destroy the sanctity of a child growing up in a decent world without being brutalized by the public indoctrination system and all these grooming homos and trannies. And I could go on, John. You get the point. But it's just – that's our greatest challenge is white people – anyone with half a brain should already be saying hey, every rabbi, time for you to go to Israel, or you're going to be going somewhere else. Kabish. I mean, it's just
well,
so insane.
Yeah. Oh, look, I completely agree with you, and that's been a huge wake up call. I mean, geez, like going back years when I first was waking up to this, just trying to talk to other people, friends and acquaintances, people I knew about these issues. It's just. It's frankly very demoralizing that most people just simply cannot deal with it. You know, they just can't emotionally or psychologically or intellectually, you know, deal with these topics. And I mean, that's the more the older I get, the more I learn and just kind of understand how the world works. That makes sense. You know, that's not everybody's role to be, you know, interested in politics and try to really get a good grasp of what's going on. They just need good, solid leaders. And that's what we've been lacking for so long.
Right. Absolutely.
That's really, to me, the main problem is the lack of leadership, the lack of objective journalism and objective historians actually like doing legitimate work and presenting narratives that are not approved by the Jews. I mean, that's the problem is the Jews literally approve everything that comes across the television. Everything that's printed in newspapers, everything that's, you know, you see on virtually every mainstream mass media outlet, that's the problem. And you know, I think – and that's sort of like my mindset and, you know, for years now is we have to replace the media. We have to replace the historical establishment and start publishing things that are authentic and truthful and that, you know, sort of present an accurate portrayal of our history and the struggle that we're engaged in. And that's what this is all about at the end of the day. And it's not easy.
Well said.
You know, as you know, it's definitely, it can be a lonely path. It can be a very challenging path to take. But at the end of the day, I wouldn't have it any other way, because this stuff is important. And yes, what these people are doing is unacceptable and wrong and evil. And I will not let it happen on my watch, at least without saying
absolutely
something. There's, you know,
well, John, you're a working journalist. I have been I was a professional journalist in the 80s for a decade, and continue to, you know, do freelance stuff to this day. And it offended me. I don't know if you caught this a couple of weeks ago, where there was some type of online forum or something, and these young so-called woke, I mean, talk about everything's an inversion. They are so entranced by the synagogue of Satan that they shouldn't be called woke. They should be called sleepy. And they were saying that journalism needs to change. You can't just report the news. You have to influence it. And to me, that's so offensive. But that's what this whole Zio-communist, now called communitarianism, initiative is all about. And speaking of statistics that prove the point, right? Everybody's all panties in a twist. Oh, all these Catholic priests. It is despicable that they bugger, as the Brits would say, rape these young boys. But guess what? What's not covered by the weak media anymore is there's 20 times more annual occurrences of Jewish rabbis raping children, boys and girls, than there is with Catholic priests. 20 times. It's a proven statistic. You can look it up. Another thing that is unbelievable is 8% of all heterosexual couples sexually abuse their children. 8%, right? Well, guess what? Lesbians, 32%, four times more likely. Homosexual male pretend marriage, 28%, 3.5 times more likely than a couple, a heterosexual couple. This is all the real facts of what the synagogue of Satan is doing to this country and every first world country. And it's mm-hmm. just insane, man. It is just insane.
Yeah. You know, I heard you mention some of these stats with your interview, or during your interview with Io Kamathi, mm-hmm. which was a great interview, by the way. I always like hearing from that guy. And I need to get his book, too, by the way. I haven't read it yet, but just the title alone, like, I want to purchase it just for having the balls to come out with a title like that. That's amazing. I agree with you. And the fact that that this would even be acceptable shows you how far we have fallen. The fact that we would even allow homosexuals to quote unquote marry, that very concept is a total degradation of the very concept of marriage.
Yep.
And it's a total insult. It should be an insult to any married couple, to anybody that is, to any Christian, to anybody that's serious about what it means to be married and what that institution means and always has meant all throughout our civilized history. And the fact that they're now allowed to adopt children, to carry children to womb using a surrogacy, like the total degenerate Buddha gig, him and his quote-unquote husband. I mean, this is just – it's almost like embarrassing for me to even talk about this stuff publicly, because it's just such an affront to everything that I believe and stand for and just know to be true deep down inside. You know, it's just like it's such an affront to everything about this, the way the world works, the world that God created. It's a total rebellion from that. And it's just outrageous that we're at a point where this stuff is not only acceptable, it is celebrated. And we see the results. Did you see that Town Hall? I think it was Town Hall magazine. They did that big investigation into that gay couple in Georgia. Two guys. Yeah. And I mean, the fact that this sort of thing would go on and these guys are still breathing air right now after what they did is just outrageous. How far we have fallen in America.
It's disgusting, John, and what a great way to reach the bottom of the hour break. So stay tuned after these messages and we'll open up the phone lines and how far we have fallen. It's tragic. But you know what? It's time to make things right. Real men must step up now. We'll be back after this message.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth! You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Back to the worldwide simulcast on republicbroadcasting.org and speakfreeradio.com of the Sane Asylum. This is episode number 119. It's an honor to have my friend, your friend, John Friend, the brilliant journalist from the American Free Press, Barnes Review, and his own great website, The Realist Report. And in a moment, I'll ask John to tell you exactly all the ways you can follow him. But before that, you know, republicbroadcasting.org is a true truth platform. And this station, this network needs your help. You know, if you, and not everybody can. I mean, it's crazy. I went shopping this afternoon. We cook our own dog's food. We have four Siberian Huskies. We eat organic. My wife has vaccine damage, and so we have to have a special diet for her. Something that would have cost maybe $250 for a full grocery shopping was over $400, and that was only a couple of years ago. That's what the International Jew is doing to us all, and I understand that not everybody can afford to. But if you can, go to the RBN store or maybe sign up for a monthly donation. But keep RBN on the air, because there's such an amazing array of dedicated, independent broadcasters and journalists that the world would be a darker place without RBN. So please support RBN. And John, so I kind of set it up for you. Tell everybody how they can follow your excellent work.
Well, first off, let me just echo what you just said and agree with you. I totally support RBN, and I think everybody else should as well. Just like we should be supporting any alternative independent media, right, including American Free Press, the Barnes Review. And by the way, I should just mention this. I know we usually do during every interview we do. We have a special offer for any RBN listener. You can get a 1-year print subscription to American Free Press for half off using the code RBNFriend. And then the same thing applies to the Barnes Review. You can get a half off subscription to the Barnes Review using RBNFriend. And if anybody has any questions about that, feel free to email me. I have a contact page right on my website, which is therealistreport.com. But yeah, no, I totally agree. It's very important to support alternative independent media, whether that's through a subscription or through a donation or purchasing a product or whatever the case may be. So just want to echo what you just said. And yeah, getting back to kind of what we were talking about in the first half, the reality of like just the gaslighting going on in America today is truly off the charts. And it's very, very clear that the political and media elite ruling America do not care about objective reality or authentic information. They only care about the narratives and fantasies that Yes. they tell themselves to justify their subversive political agenda, narratives and fantasies that are then forced down your throat through massive media-facilitated gaslighting campaigns. And they're expecting you to sit there and take it and not think for yourself, not question anything, not stand up and call a spade a spade. And that is just simply not going to work anymore, at least for people like me and Giuseppe, and I think everybody else listening, and hopefully Amen. more and more people. And you know, I just wanted to mention one thing, and I know we got a lot of callers lining up here, but one other prominent media narrative that has totally collapsed over the course of the past couple of weeks, or at least since the last time we did a show together, is the reality of the threat of terrorism in America. And the threats to the quote-unquote homeland and the American people. And it's certainly not coming from Trump MAGA supporters or far-right white supremacists. It's coming from Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and the far left, of course. Did you see the story about the SPLC-connected lawyer who was also affiliated with the National Lawyers Guild, a guy named Tom Juergens? He was arrested in Atlanta on domestic terrorism charges, along with like, what was it? I think it was like 26 other people. Did you follow that story at all? James Edwards from the Political Cesspool
Amazing.
Was on top of this from the get-go and kind of clued me in. I wrote a piece for the newspaper, not this most recent issue, but the previous issue. And this to me was just a bombshell story. I mean, my goodness. Sorry, go ahead. Were you
well,
say
no,
something?
No, yeah. Tell us all about it. I did read it, and it is stunning. But let's face it, that the International Jew Malignancy, which is the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, which is just absurd to try and protect a child rapist and murderess, the despicable chicken swinger Leo Frank. The Southern Poverty Law Center, which is another Jew scam, what is that other, the free speech one? It's not free speech run by Jews.
ACLU.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But yeah. Yeah, no, so tell us about this guy who was a real domestic terrorist.
Well, yeah, this guy, Tom Juergens, I mean, he was one of, I think it was 20, gosh, let me see it. Let me pull up the article actually really quick. I think it was like 23 other individuals. So it was like over 20 people that were arrested in Atlanta. And there's this big public safety training center that they're building right outside of Atlanta. And there have been protests led by these Antifa type groups going back months now. And there have been raids by the Georgia State Police, and including back in January, there was a raid, and one of these Antifa criminals, one of these Antifa terrorists, allegedly, it's still being investigated, but I think the facts are on the side of the state police, frankly, and I say that as no blind supporter of police in America, but I think the facts do back up their narrative of what happened. This this Antifa guy basically opened fire on some of these officers that were conducting this raid because they've been squatting on this property. There's this big forest, this big tract of land that's going to be it's basically the site of this future public safety training center where they're going to train law enforcement.
Yeah, they call it Cop City.
Yeah, exactly, Cop City. It's the quote-unquote an autonomous zone. And you see these Antifa-type groups do this all across the country. And so this guy opened fire on Georgia State Police. They returned fire and killed him. There were major protests across the country in the aftermath of that, including one in like mid-January that resulted in the arrest of a tranny, basically the tranny, quote-unquote, daughter of the Democrat House Whip, Representative right. Catherine Clark. Yeah. Which is, so, I mean, again, like this whole idea that Antifa is this idea, you know, it's like this just amorphous idea that, you know, some people agree with, some people get involved with, rather than like the reality that it's like this internationally organized, very well coordinated and cohesive network of terrorists. That's what it is. That's the reality of terrorism facing America. And this story proves it, the story of the SPLC lawyer. Arrested at these at one of these most recent protests proves that reality. This most recent one, it was earlier this month, and you know, it was like 23 other people that got arrested as well. They were attacking and vandalizing and attempting to destroy and set fire to, and I think they actually did like totally like.
John, let me interject for a second. I literally was watching the video that Antifa put together when they invaded Cop City and set everything on fire, the heavy earth moving equipment, the tin structure where the workers were working, and they invaded it. It was like we're watching a scene from a movie. I mean, these traitors. But then again, it goes back to the first half hour of the show. These traitors are indemnified by the traitors like Shlomo Schlumer, like all of them who want to destroy this republic, who want to destroy this nation state. I was disgusted by what I saw in that video, and they're proud of it.
Well, think about it. Yeah, there's video of this. Yeah, exactly. There's video of this. There's all sorts of video of this. And even the police report, like the Georgia State Police, they specifically reported that like a big group of these, you know, Antifa type activist terrorists, let's be serious what they are, a huge chunk of them changed into black clothing, right? I mean, they got the black right. block type outfits yep. on, they got the masks on, and they entered this construction area and they began to throw rocks, bricks, Molotov cocktails, and fireworks at police officers. Yep. Now, okay, so this to me sounds like a genuine act of insurrection or terrorism or
indeed.
at least mass scale violence. Did we see anything like that on January 6th? I mean, think about like just the gaslighting that we're just expected to put up with. I mean, here yep. we have like legitimate proof and evidence from multiple police agencies, the Atlanta Police, the Georgia State Police. Video footage, like just surveillance footage of this scene, and yet it's not even really reported in the mass media, let alone described accurately as a far left, Antifa inspired, I don't know if BLM was so much a part of it, but certainly Antifa. And here's a guy from the Southern Poverty Law Center, one of the most, well, formerly, maybe not so much anymore, one of the most formerly, quote-unquote, recognized civil rights organizations operating in America. And it's not even a civil rights organization. It's a far-left extremist activist organization masquerading as a legitimate civil rights organization. That's what it is. So anyways, I'm sorry. I just wanted to mention that because I thought that that was, to me, like a really important story.
It is.
And again, just totally demolishing another official narrative. And it's like, no matter how much evidence and proof we can marshal, it still is just – it's so hard to get our talking points out there and to get people to recognize the reality of the situation.
Well, speaking of talking points, we've got the callers lining up. First one, I know this Paisan, Chance from West Virginia. Chance, what's on your mind?
Yes. Hey, Giuseppe and friend. Kind of sounds like a Saturday morning kids' TV show. Just joking. Right. Just joking. Yeah, I think McConnell is a took as far as him, too, who rides the old Hershey Highway. I think you're right. Yeah, and you know, so Trump has an appointment to be arrested Tuesday. Wow, man. Do you think the Federales told him not to eat or drink anything when he wakes up? Only water until they come to arrest his ass? You know, if the imbeciles protest and march again, I think they should all be arrested just for having a single digit IQ. You know, give them all crayons and a coloring book to take along on that cruise ship to Devil's Island or a French penal colony, for all I care. Because if they're that dumb, good riddance. Guys, thanks for taking my call now.
Thank you, Chance. Go ahead, John. You want to comment?
No, yeah, I was just going to actually go to – I'm not on Truth Social, but I did see some of the posts that Trump has made. And you know what? It's like, I just have such a hard time. I mean, fool me once, shame on me. You know what I mean? It's like, geez, how many times are we going to be fooled by this guy? And, you know, again, it's like, after all of the, and I've made this point before. I mean, he had so many opportunities to really change things in this country, and he just failed every single time.
Yep.
So, and as much as, like, he says a lot of good things, don't get me wrong. Like, I've been, you know, watching some of his speeches and video clips and stuff like that, and I follow him on Telegram. I'm not on Truth Social. I think he does most of his, you know, social media posting on Truth Social. But I just frankly can't trust the guy. He's totally lost any sort of trust in my mind. At least, I mean, maybe he'll make it up at some point. But right now, I just have a very hard time trusting him. I mean, if he were legitimate, he would have handled himself much, much differently, you know, all throughout his presidency and certainly in the aftermath.
Well, exactly, because if he were legit, he's being literally crucified by the international Jew. If he were legit and he's the man and the independent patriot he claims he is, he would be naming the Jew every day. Shlomo did this. Rabbi Shmuel did this. Schumer did this. You know, and he tap dances around all that, and he just takes it. So, yeah, I agree. Well, let's move on. I know this guy, too.
Bruce from Texas.
Go ahead, John.
I'm sorry, real quick. I just pulled up Truth Social. And Donald Trump is, like, in all caps, like, every single post, like, just going nuts on the Soros-funded district attorney in Manhattan, who's apparently going to arrest him, allegedly. You know, who knows what will actually happen, but,
right.
You know, it's – I don't know. It's just sort of typical. He's just – he'll never learn, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. It's feeling more and more like that time when Trump wrestled Vince McMahon.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's political theater.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Bruce from Texas, welcome. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, did you really have to draw up that mental image of Mitch McConnell taking it? I mean, come on. Another Paul Pelosi, huh? Or with a white face. Totally.
Yeah, probably. I mean, just look at the guy. Look at the way he talks.
Damn. Man, I don't know, guys. Hey, but thanks for putting on a good show. Much better than agitprop stuff that you catch elsewhere. We need this network, so keep on keeping on and support the network however you can. Hey, did you hear that Pakistan has had their January 6th moment? Imran Khan supporters had a big clash at the Justice Center because he was supposed to show up and surrender himself. Imran Khan, the former prime minister who was ousted in the coup.
Right. I did see that.
Yeah. And so they're charging him with terrorism and a bunch of his people. And just, it's all over. It's worldwide. And now they got the International Criminal Court has an arrest warrant for Putin for kidnapping and re-educating exactly. children. I mean, if I had a young child.
I saw that this weekend.
In this
yeah.
global homo damn world, this side of the world, I would voluntarily send my daughter or son to be educated in Russia. I mean, how dare you not teach them tranny story time and how to hate yourself and all that?
That's right.
But in the Ukraine, they're brainwashing the hate. You know, Russians, go to war with Russians. Go to war for the Jews that are running this country, the Ukraine. It's pretty damn obvious, you know.
Oh, 100% agreement. Yeah.
I'm sure y'all got another caller behind me, but thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Bruce. Look forward to talking again soon. Next caller, Joe from Florida. Joe, welcome. What's on your mind?
Hey, Giuseppe. Hey, John. Thanks for taking my call. How you doing, guys? Good to hear you. Yeah, I wanted to point out, there's an article on Uns.com. It's now like more than 10 days old, but it's an amazing piece by this guy, Tobias Langdon, who I guess is originally from the Occidental Observer. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he's good. And this the headline of his opinion piece, "The Trouble with Trans Westernism: How Men Can't Be Women and Jews Can't Be American." Now, and my favorite line, I just want to mention it real quick, is he talks about Levine, you know, Rachel Levine, Richard Levine, right? The HHS
Little
guy.
Dick Levine.
Yeah, he says, listen, I love this. He says, "The Jew Richard Levine, a minister for health in Joe Biden's Jew-heavy administration, is such a perfect symbol of Western dissolution. Levine is both transgender and trans-American, claiming to be both female and American. In both cases, he's lying. As a male, he can't be female. As a Jew, he can't be American."
Yes,
and,
sir.
You know, it reminded me 100%. Of this whole thing. You know, in history, it was only Napoleon in like 1799 that started treating Jews as citizens. You know, it's only a recent phenomenon. And most countries throughout history, Western civilization, did not treat Jews as citizens because they're not. Okay? They are
yes.
parasites. And when you yep. allow them into your culture, you start the dissembling of your culture. We're at the point where it's now almost a carcass. The American society ravaged yep. by these parasites. And actually, maybe it's good news because I think maybe they're done with us. Maybe they'll start removing themselves. But I think that all of the narratives are collapsing at the same time. What do you think?
Well, that was John's point in the first half hour. John, go ahead and take that one.
No, yeah. No, look, I completely agree with you. Yeah, I mean, all of the narratives are objectively collapsing. Every one, COVID, the Ukraine war, January 6th. I mean, that the January 6th one is a big one, obviously, with Tucker exposing it in such a big-time way. Something that we've all known about. The banking system, yeah. Look at Joe Biden out there saying, oh, look, you know, you can trust your deposit. Oh, yeah, like, who is going to seriously trust this guy that can't even speak coherently? I mean, give me a break. Yeah, no, I mean, I agree with you, and I think, and look, that's a big reason why I think it's so important to objectively study what Hitler had to say and National Socialism, and just that whole, like the whole, like how we've been lied to about World War II, because these guys had it figured out, and they were openly talking about this stuff, how the emancipation of the Jew. Going back to the French Revolution, and even maybe even, you know, going back to the American Revolution,
yep.
partially, you know, allowing them, like, basically treating Jews as, like, simply, like, a religious minority rather than a racial or ethnic group, which is what they are. I mean, that yep. is ultimately, like, the heart of the whole Jewish question. It's not a religious minority. They're a different, distinct group of people that hate everything that we're about and openly and actively work to subvert everything that we're about into, as you said, you know, sort of parasitize off of our society, off of our civilization. And then they, once they're in power, they enact policies and laws and social norms to prevent any discussion of it. And that's where we're at in America today.
Yeah, I agree. I always like to emphasize the positive. Putin is just about to totally, completely defeat them. And that's the beginning of it. But I also think the mother of all narratives that is going to collapse in very soon, the Hoaxacost, I think that's going to happen soon. And then I think that could be the turning point. Once people realize how much of a lie it was, then I don't know, maybe they'll start looking at 9/11 too. But thanks and keep up the great work, both of you guys. Yeah.
Hey, thanks, man.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah, and you know what? Honestly, like, that to me is what I, like, literally have dedicated my life to exposing. Like, I mean, like, that is so important to me. Yep. And I want to see that narrative collapse in my lifetime, because it is the most evil, sinister narrative that maybe has ever existed. I mean, that's
totally.
It's up to debate, but I think the entire world that we live under, you know, you talk to people, you interact with people, everybody is under this total delusion, this total gaslighting campaign about World War II. And, you know, but if we're going to ever make any legitimate political progress, that narrative has to be confronted straight up, head on, and openly exposed for just the Jewish lies that it really is.
Yep, my favorite proverb, six words: fish swim, birds fly, Jews lie. All right, Andy from Texas, welcome, Andy.
Especially about World War II.
Especially about World War II.
Andy, hey, what's on your mind? Oh, yeah, I tell you, thanks for taking my call. No, just a very simple question. It's probably complex. We all know that we probably should have rose up about 30 years ago, maybe 40.
Yep.
But then we should have rose up 10 years ago, and then we should have rose up 5 years ago, and then last year, and then yesterday. And, right. And we're just not doing it. So my question to you two gentlemen, I have my own ideas about why this is, but why do you think we haven't rose up?
Go ahead, John. You go first, then I'll suggest it.
Ooh, that is a good question. I mean, there's many things that we could point to. I think television, just mainstream acceptance of television, and just the distraction culture we live in. I mean, we live in a very unserious society where, like, it's very difficult to talk about anything serious with anybody, including friends, including family. I mean, if I could point to, like, one specific thing, I think it would be a total undermining of social shaming and social, like, traditional social norms, and just the rise of Jewish media, the pervasiveness of Jewish media, and how it's totally undermined our culture, because you can't escape it. You know, I mean, you could grow up on a farm, or you could be in a big city in America nowadays, and you're still going to be subjected to the same Jewish media. And unless you recognize it as such, you're going to become a victim of it.
Great points, John. I think that there's two words behind every problem in this United States of America, and that is the Jew. Thanks so much, John Friend. Thanks so much, caller. Stay tuned for the Kings Show, Robert Rabel and Incendiary Radio, coming up.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. a beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.